Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Little People Have Their Opinions, Having Their Opinions Heard. Little People Having Their Opinions Heard. Imagine that. Imagine that. Well, we again have our two co-hosts. This is our second episode. We have Tamia and Madison. Tamia, how are you today?
Good.
Just good?
Great.
Okay, great. All right. Madison, how are you?
I am awesome.
All right. That's what I want to hear. Awesome. Awesome. That's what this whole topic is going to be about. And we're going to talk about, because they want to talk about this thing about, oh, no, summer is over. And we got a new school year. What does that involve? I mean, what is that going to be all about? So this is our second episode, and you two fine young ladies are, again, the little people that are voicing their opinions. We're going to ask you to tell the audience a little bit about yourself. So, Tamia, we'll start with you.
Well, my name's Tamia. I'm 10 years old. I like to play field hockey. My favorite position is right mid. And I can't wait for school to start.
All right, Maddie, what about you?
I am Madison. I am 9 years old. I play field hockey like Tamia does. I'm a goalie, and I really like pizza.
What kind of pizza?
Pepperoni.
All right. Okay. We can agree on that. So if I asked you if you had a nickname and you had to make up one for yourself, if you didn't have one, Maddie, what would your nickname be?
The Maddenator.
The Maddenator. All right. What about you, Tamia?
Well, people on my field hockey team call me T for some reason. It just makes me sound cooler.
Oh, okay. Great, great. So let's talk about the upcoming school year. I mean, both of you are excited about going back to school. Is that right?
Yep.
All right. So if you're so excited, what are you looking forward to? Why is it so exciting going back to school after having all that fun this summer?
Because you're meeting your teachers, and meeting new students and learning new strategies about school.
Well, how long have you been in school so far? What grade are you going?
Fifth.
And you have to learn new strategies?
Yeah, because not all teachers teach the same strategies, so they have different strategies for students to use, and they might have a strategy for a certain student to use.
Okay, and that's exciting?
Yes.
Okay. Good. What about you, Maddie?
I'm really excited about school because I have an awesome teacher. And, well, I get to meet new people in school.
Okay. You like meeting new people?
Yeah.
Outside of school or in school?
In school, mostly.
Okay. And how does that help you to grow by meeting new people?
I don't really know, but I think it helps. Because I just like I try making friends.
Okay. All right. Any problems making friends?
No. I'm just shy.
Nope.
Why? Everybody like you guys?
I guess. I don't know. I don't really think.
All right. So if they like pepperoni pizza, they must like you then, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So tell me about what you're going to look forward to in terms of each one of you going in a different grade, if you met your teachers, what are your teachers like? We'll start with you, Tamia.
Well, I have two teachers this year to prepare me for sixth grade. And one of my teachers are really nice. She's not like nice and strict. She's just nice. And the best part is her room smells really good. And I have good neighbors beside me if I need help. And my other teacher, she's like nice, but focused mostly on school. So she's not really that nice when she's probably teaching, because she wants to focus on the teaching part.
So it's important that you learn, is that correct?
Yep.
So what in particular are you looking forward to in terms of the classroom and what your teachers will be teaching you?
The people beside me.
Okay, why is that important?
Because there's always people. There's either people who are nice and they just say hello and do their work. There's others that like to look over your shoulder and cheat, and that always gets like shuffles in their seat and they can't just sit still.
Okay. So cheating, does cheating bother you?
Yeah, a lot.
Why is that?
Because cheating is like going out into the world and doing something you're not supposed to, and it's just not cool. And then when you get home, you're like, and your parents are like, why do you have such a good grade? And you don't tell the truth, though.
So it's so important to tell the truth and do the right thing all the time, man.
Yep.
Okay. Maddie, what about you? What are you looking forward to learning this year that was different from last year?
I want to learn how to do long division.
And why is that important?
I'm not really sure. I think it is important because when I get older, I might have to use it.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, that's a good enough reason. But what about, I know Tamia said something about other students and she's looking forward to her neighbors. What about yourself?
I'm not really sure who's sitting beside me, but I hope they're nice people.
Okay. I mean, do you all share ideas with other people in the school? I mean, do you share opinions and do you always agree on everything? What about you, Manny?
I don't always agree on everything, but I do like to share my opinions. So it'll be out there. So, like, you could go with my opinion or go with another idea. But I like sharing my opinion because at least I've shared my opinion and they might like it.
Okay. Do you like listening to other people's positions and maybe adapting what they say because it might be a better idea?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Because sometimes they are really good ideas, and sometimes they aren't, but most of the time, they are really good ideas.
So what about you, Tamia?
Well, most of the time, I like to share my opinions, my ideas and opinions last, because I like to listen to other people's first to see if it's, like, good and reasonable to use, and then I'll decide whether I want to use mine or just stick to one of theirs.
Okay. So that means that you're open to other people, but you're just one of those people who like to sit back and go through a thought process. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. So with school opening and you guys says something about there's going to be more electronic devices. I mean, like, what, you have Nintendo games and all that kind of stuff?
We're using Chromebooks this year because our teacher doesn't really like paper that much.
Right. And so what difference would that make?
Well, we're not killing trees more. So we're keeping it good this year.
Okay.
And Chromebooks are really cool. You don't even have to sign in to the computer. You do something else to sign in, but it's like super cool and it's small.
All right, so are you telling me you don't like paper?
I do. Like when I'm doing study guides or like homework, but I don't really like doing electronic homework, because once I was doing this app and it was iXL, and sometimes it made me frustrated because I was like getting it wrong back to back.
Okay. All right. What about you, Maddie?
Well, I think it would be good because, like Tamia said, we're not wasting paper, and it's better for the trees because people are cutting down a whole bunch of trees, and it's really bad, and it's really sad for the animals. Also, I think that this year we don't have as much homework than we probably would have if we didn't have computers. And now we have less because it's probably all on computer. Well, it is all on computer.
Okay. Well, in the time we have left, let me talk to you guys, ask your opinion about something, because obviously your opinion matters, and the title of the show, Little People Having Their Opinions Heard. Why should we listen to you guys? I mean, what is it that you have to offer to us adults that we don't already pretend to know?
Well, we're just trying to get our voices out there to tell you what we're thinking in our minds, because we just don't want to hold back and just wait to tell you when we're older, because that's kind of, like, weird. And it makes sense sometimes to listen to your kids, because they might have something nice to share or something that can help you.
Okay. That sounds reasonable to me. What about you, Manny?
I think children should have their opinion because, well, they like to share things. Well, I like sharing things, obviously. And there might be really important things, but sometimes people do not listen, and, well, it might be true. But sometimes people think opinions aren't true, and it's really not nice. But I think that sometimes children should have their opinion all the time. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So your opinion will come in during the right period of time, not necessarily all the time that you're going to give an opinion. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, let me ask you this. If you had a dog, what would you name your dog, Madison?
Let's see. Lucky.
Lucky. Why Lucky?
Because it's a nice name, and I like names. Well, actually,
okay.
It's like, I don't know.
All right. What about you, Tim?
I would name it Cupcake.
Uh-oh. Why Cupcake?
Well, cupcakes are really yummy, and they're sweet, so we're dogs.
Okay. All right. Good. All right, so we're down to a matter of seconds with this show today. We're going to extend it out next time, because obviously 15 minutes is not enough time to hear you guys' opinions, and perhaps we might bring one or two of your friends next time, so we can have a really good conversation. So Tamia and Maddie, thank you so much, Little People Having Their Opinions Heard. We'll talk to you next time in 2 weeks as we come back and revisit little people having their opinions heard.